This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. This week alone, four people were shot and killed by one gunman in Detroit. There was an apparent murder-suicide in Southfield. A Grand Rapids man was killed after being shot 10 times. And today, two people were shot and killed at Central Michigan University. Government leaders in Washington and in Lansing are trying to come up with ways to prevent mass shootings. The main focus is on shootings at schools, such as the one last month at the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. At the state capitol, Representative Jim Rundstedt is drafting a proposal that would allow teachers to be armed. Representative Rundstedt joins us now. Your proposal is not about teachers and conceal and carry or open carry, but access to a weapon. How would that work?
How it would work is that if a school chose to have what are called school marshals in other states, they would have to vote to do it. So that's the first misconception that I've heard from different parts of concern is whether it would be mandatory, and I want to assure everyone it would not be mandatory. The school board would have to vote this policy in. Then as far as the school personnel, again, I was hearing, well, you're going to require the teachers to have weapons? No, absolutely not. There's teachers that you certainly would not want to have a weapon. So they would have to volunteer for this position of school marshal, and that wouldn't be good enough because they would have to go through a complete background check of moral turpitude, of psychological, mental state of mind, physical capacity. Everything that law enforcement would go through, they would have to go through in order to secure this position. Then beyond that, they would have to go through rigorous training, just like the police. 80 hours every 2 years, active shooter, de-escalation. What do you do in all of these scenarios? What is the proper protocols, procedures, so they know precisely what to do in the event that one of these emergencies do occur? Now, what would they be able to do in these scenarios if they're teaching their class, an active shooter comes in the school? There's a lot of discussion right now in Lansing about loaning schools a lot more money for security systems. But the reality is, in every school in Michigan, with a hammer or whatever, they can break in any window. They're in the school in seconds. Doesn't matter that you got the big security door and the buzz in and the cameras, and they could bust in seconds being in the school. So at that point, what happens? Well, every shooting situation, the average length of time it takes for the shooter to begin and end is 3 to 5 minutes. And every case, the average is way past 5 minutes for police to arrive. So what happens in that moment? At that time, that well-trained volunteer in the classroom would have access inside a locked steel cabinet that only they have the key to, is a safe that their thumbprint instantaneously opens, and they have access to a loaded weapon. Them turning the key to the steel file cabinet, them putting the thumbprint on, seconds. When seconds matter, the police are there in minutes is an old mantra. And that is precisely what we're talking about, trying to save the lives of the children when seconds do matter. At that point, that trained individual, 80 hours of training, vetting, knowing precisely what to do, his job is to save the children within the classroom, not to run around the school and try to figure out what's happening with the weapon, but purely to save the children within the school.
Let me get a question in here.
Sure.
Emily Lawler at MLive is reporting the Michigan Sheriff's Association is not in favor of having secured weapons available to teachers at school. They think the better choice is a trained and armed officer at the school. What's your reaction to the Sheriff's Association's concerns?
Number one, I saw that being the president. I didn't see an actual position taken by the Sheriff's Association.
You're correct. That's correct.
But I did also see an individual who's the chief of police in the city of Detroit saying we absolutely have to do this. On the Frank Beckman show here in southeastern Michigan, the largest radio show, had on the president of the police officers union in Broward County where the shooting occurred. He said he absolutely supports it. There's a huge survey, over 15,000 officers by Police One, one of the largest police officer websites. Over 81% of police officers support this. I just got a Rasmussen report of parents of school-aged children. The majority support this. Why do they all support this? For one reason, response time. I have a 16-year-old daughter. Every time I see one of these alerts come in on my phone, it's usually something minor, but I have trepidation. Every time I see that alert, is there an active shooter? Response time, saving children's lives. This is why there's all this support. When people realize, like you're doing here, very good service to the community, to educate them about what we're actually talking about and not what they've heard of all these precautions, this vetting, this training that are involved, there is support for this.
Let me ask you about some other legislation that's out there. Representative Gary Glenn is also proposing legislation that would allow school employees with conceal and carry permits to be armed at school if they receive additional training, and another bill that would require, mandate school districts allow those employees with concealed carry permits to come to school armed. What do you think of Representative Glenn's proposals?
Well, my dad was a principal. My mom was a school teacher. My sister was a school teacher. I was trained as a school teacher, almost all on the middle school and elementary school level. The interactions that you have with a child, you're sometimes rolling around on the floor being a monkey or you're doing somersaults, and I just don't see that being viable in my opinion.
You're concerned about a discharge of a weapon, accidental discharge?
Or you have, I watched a video of a teacher, probably 6 feet tall, a eighth grader who was almost 6 feet tall. The eighth grader was shoving the teacher, and pretty soon it turned into a grappling. They're grappling, smashing over computers, and to have that teacher have a loaded weapon on them in a scenario like, I just personally, I've seen these things occur in the classroom. I just don't think I would want to have that scenario play out where if you're carrying a weapon all day long, the kids are going to know. They're going to know who does. The proposal I have is a sky marshal system in the schools. So nobody is going to know. No one's going to disclose who is in a cabinet that's locked safe. Not one person is going to be talking about that. That's going to be part of all the protocols of this.
Let me ask you about some other legislation that's being proposed. I talked to Representative Robert Wittenberg last week about his bills that would allow family members or law enforcement to ask a judge to temporarily take away guns from a person who poses a threat to others or themselves, a so-called red flag measure. Is that legislation getting a hearing?
I'm having a meeting with Representative Wittenberg and law enforcement next week. All law enforcement has problems with this concept as written. They are very outspoken that someone makes an allegation about someone else. It could be a scenario where the individual being accused doesn't even get any court time to give it an alternate side. The police are sent out to collect this gun, and they're being told this person may have mental issues and has a weapon. They have whole protocols for this that may require a SWAT team, that may require a team that deals with suicide prevention. And none of this is going to be in the calculus. It's going to be a police officer sent out on someone say-so, could be an ex-lover. There's just so many issues that they have with it, where it's currently written.
I want to ask you about other ideas being considered in Lansing. The Democrats are proposing a universal background check. What are your thoughts on that?
I believe I just heard about that yesterday. I haven't seen anything about it until I even have a concept about, what are they talking about? Where are the areas that need additional work? I'm just not familiar with that. If I had known even a few days ago and did some research, I'd have an educated answer for you.
Fair enough. So are there any other ideas being considered in Lansing to prevent school shootings?
Yes, there's a lot of discussion on mental health. We discussed a number of bills pertaining to mental health that we believe will have some impact on identifying and removing weapons from mental health individuals. There's a lot of work being done on that, and I think that there's, from what I'm hearing, we're going to be seeing some bills coming out of that mental health committee that will have overlay with preventing them from getting weapons. There's also some suggestion I'm hearing out of the Senate that there may be loans done for security systems that would come out of the rainy day fund. So there's a lot of discussion going on about what are some solutions.
What's the sense of urgency among your fellow legislators about this issue?
I think everybody has concern when you have a scenario like what happened in Florida. What can we do to make things better? I mean, I hear that everywhere. That's why I I've been fast-tracking the concept I'm working on. I have a 16-year-old daughter. People seem to lose track that legislators have children. She's my world. She's my wife's world. There's nothing we wouldn't do. We would run in front of a speeding train. We'd step in front of a bullet. There is nothing we won't do to protect her. So we're legislators, but we're also parents. This is a high priority for us.
Representative Jim Renstad is the chair of the House Judiciary Committee and currently drafting legislation that would allow trained school personnel access to weapons during an active shooter situation at a school. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Lester.